Air transport. Airplanes constitute both the newest and the least used method of transporting cargo, although they have been carrying mail for about 100 years. The primary business of the major air carriers is the transport of passengers. Commercial cargo, for the most part, has been relegated to filling up space not occupied by people and their luggage. Capabilities. The clear advantage in speed of delivery goes to the airplane over all other modes of transport. Cruising near the speed of sound, newer airplanes can cross entire continents and oceans in a matter of hours. This allows logistics managers to reduce or eliminate safety stock and warehouses. Because air travel is relatively smooth and fast, it is especially well-suited to carrying valuable, fragile, and perishable cargoes. However, air cargo is not limited to such items. Any commodity can travel by air, subject only to restrictions on weight and size. The military, perhaps the world's first and best logistics manager, airlifts heavy equipment to battle zones. Cargo destined for travel in an airliner's hold requires significantly less packaging. Air transport benefits from low fixed costs, ranking second in that regard only to over-the-road motor carriers. Airports are generally constructed and maintained by taxpayers, federal or local, with gates leased to carriers. Shippers can afford to purchase or lease their own fleet of airplanes. Variable costs, however, are high due to the rising cost of fuel and the expenses accruing to a very labor-intensive business. Market conditions. Some industries are important to a country, but may not ever be considered profitable. Transportation is a market sector where this is particularly true, especially in the case of airlines. Around the world, airlines tend to be run by governments or may be regulated, with the requirement that they persist in serving markets that may be important from a public perspective, but are not necessarily profitable. The United States, where airlines have always been privately held, is the exception. Until 1978, the U.S. airline industry was highly regulated. After legislation eased regulation, airlines were allowed to set their own rates and choose which markets to serve or abandon. Since that time, air rates have fallen dramatically, and carriers once restricted to U.S. markets have added international flights. While this might seem to offer better access for logistics purposes, the downside of deregulation has been increased instability in the industry, including many airline bankruptcies. On the positive side, international air transport has become a strong competitor with water transport for transoceanic carriage. Air cargo, with the exception of small parcels, often flies on the same planes as passengers. Freight forwarders contract with these airlines. In addition, specialized package services, such as Federal Express and United Parcel Service in the United States, use dedicated cargo planes, no passengers allowed, to offer a range of transport services. Issues/challenges. Speed is the air carrier's primary advantage, with low loss and damage rates tagging along behind. But with speed comes a higher price tag, at around 3 times the cost of road carriage and more than 30 times the cost per ton mile of rail carriage. Air transport exacts a high cost in exchange for rapid delivery. When comparing air to ocean transport in terms of efficiency and lower cost, items that fit into the categories of smaller, express, high-value, and time-sensitive shipments are still best served by air. Generally speaking, to justify the transport cost, air cargo almost always has to be high in value, at least to the buyer. For example, fresh fish for high-end restaurants is usually shipped via air. Accessibility, too, is sacrificed for speed, especially in comparison to trucking. Airports are extremely expensive to build and very difficult to site. They require vast expanses of flat land and may require condemnation of existing homes and businesses, given their usual placement near cities. The major airports serve the world's large cities for the convenience of the airline's primary business of transporting passengers. There is little call for building airstrips near mines, forests, or farms for pickup of raw materials. However, many major cities have made huge investments in their airports in recent years, and many are now or are rapidly becoming world-class, with high capacity for cargo. In Asia, Beijing, Ho Chi Minh City, Singapore, Bangkok, Hyderabad, and Bangalore are all examples. Air transport can suffer from delays caused by weather conditions, though advances in air control and instrumentation have somewhat decreased these problems. Major air carriers are considered to be prime targets of terrorism, but this is a drawback they share with other modes. While security concerns may add to costs and delays, they probably are not major factors in the logistics manager's calculations. Although air carriers have made some progress in establishing intermodal service with road carriers, There is a natural limit on the establishment of direct links between airports and rail terminals or ports.